Welcome back. You're listening to Rotary Radio on 94.7 The Pulse. Jenny Horton is a nurse who, for more than 12 years, has dedicated her life towards eradicating polio from this world. With the help of the World Health Organization, I was able to talk with Jenny in the Nigerian state capital of Imshala. Jenny, welcome to Rotary Radio. And this, of course, is the eve of World Polio Day, a cause that is so close to your own heart.
Yes, hi, it's really nice to speak to you. Polio has been my passion for many years now, and I'm talking to you from Abuja in Nigeria. So good evening.
What got you into Polio Plus in the first place?
I was a Rotary exchange student when I was much younger, and my youth exchange dad told me all about this wonderful program called Polio Plus. Then once I joined Rotary, I decided I wanted to learn more about Polio Plus, and I went to India for a National Immunization Day and linked up with some incredible people who nurtured my passion for polio and helped develop it. From there, I went back to India several times and then started doing 3-month volunteer programs with the U.S. Center for Disease Control. And from then, there was no turning back. I've remained working with polio since 2003, mostly as a volunteer in some incredibly difficult countries of the world. It's amazing.
I was interested in reading your website today, and one phrase really stood out. It said, "No child should have such a disability when it is so easily prevented." Why did you say that?
Well, it's true. You know, it's just those simple drops can prevent that disability, and that's our role in polio eradication, is to get at least 3 doses of those drops into every child so that we can prevent that. You know, you see people with polio that are begging on the streets, and their disabilities are just so terrible, particularly in the countries where they've had no support of prostheses or splints to keep legs straight or arms a little bit more useful. And it's just so sad, and it shouldn't be. It just should not be, and it's amazing that we can stop it, and we will stop it.
Well, by my estimates, you're into your 12th year now in being part of the immunization program. What keeps you going?
Just that passion. You know, it's amazing as a health professional to be able to be part of a program that's eradicating a disease. There's nothing greater for us. And I just have this incredible passion for polio eradication, for the kids, to make life better. And it's not just polio, you know. We are working also on increasing routine immunization, so that actually helps build a better life for the kids if they are fully vaccinated.
Right.
I love it. I meet some incredible people, and I've worked in the most challenging places. It's just amazing.
When you say challenging, I understand that your office about 12 months ago was actually bombed. You could do without that, I would think.
Yeah, the UN headquarters building in Abuja in August last year was had a suicide, a car bomb taken into it. So. We are in temporary quarters all around Abuja, and office space is a little bit difficult right now, but that's life. You know, the program has to go on, but sadly we lost several people in that bombing, which was pretty terrible.
What sort of support do you get from the local community, the traditional leaders, for instance?
Yeah, really good support. The people really welcome you. I tend to dress in what they call natives, which is the Nigerian skirt and top with a headpiece. And when people see that you are trying to do that, they really welcome you. And anything you go and ask, they are there to support you. If you need to discuss with people on religious grounds, particularly in the Muslim areas, you usually need to have men with you. They don't always relate to the women. So we just use the key people that we need according to the problems. But actually, I've had no problem, and including when I'm going to different places, you often get given live chickens or goats or something to take home as a gift. That's pretty amazing.
Just what you need.
Jenny, can you tell us a little bit about...
What you need is a...
Sorry, Jenny, just wanted to ask a little bit about where you are. What's it like there?
Okay, I'm currently in Abuja, which is the capital of Nigeria. It's like any capital city. It's very busy and bustling. Currently, it's the rainy season. We're having rain most days. And because I'm in the office, I'm not having a lot to do with the field work of polio. We're doing some more of the administrative preparation that is needed. So when the next polio campaign is coming, I will go out and support that in the field. The people around me are amazing. In my years with polio, I have met some of the most incredible people that are totally committed to the program. And that in itself is a bonus, because being away from home for a long period, you need what you call your family, adopted family around you. So
yes.
That's good. I also attend Rotary here on Thursdays at lunchtime, and they have really welcomed me into the club, which is good.
I was going to say, you must have a very large supply of makeup cards.
That's been my life for many years now. In fact, I feel guilty about not giving enough to my own club, but, you know, I certainly give the hours over here and try to work closely with all the partners so that we can make this program come to an end sooner rather than later.
Do you believe that the end is fairly close?
I wouldn't say fairly close. I believe the end is in sight, because after the last polio case, we have to have at least 3 years with no recorded polio cases in the world before we can reach the end. So it's 3 years off after the last case. Nigeria is talking about aiming for 2018, but, you know, I'm reluctant with dates. You know, I think we just have to work as hard as we can while we can to achieve a goal. And the sooner we achieve that, the better, because funds our funds are getting exhausted, and children are still being paralyzed, and that should not happen. And in fact, Nigeria this year, we've got 97 cases of polio. That's 97 too much. So, you know, we need to stop it.
In your time, you must have come across some very heartbreaking stories, I would imagine.
Yeah, you have. And I can just think of one where the mother had a child who died at birth, and the next child was a precious child, so she didn't want to take any risks, so didn't vaccinate that child for anything. That child actually got polio, and how sad is that? You know, like, people trying to be protective of their children because they are not informed or properly or for whatever other reason, and sadly, you know, they can pick up a disease and be crippled for life. You see some really, really sad things, and for me, coming from the West, where we have absolutely everything that we want and more, some of the areas that we live in, like, don't have power, don't have running water, no sanitation. You know, we are so blessed in the West, and we really don't have the understanding of how people do live in many communities. And particularly in these last places with polio, they're some of the most difficult communities in the world.
Yes, so. I was wondering, Jenny, about that. And are those 97 cases, are they spread throughout Nigeria from one end to the other, or are they clusters, or how is it looking?
Yeah, those cases are mainly in 11 northern states of Nigeria, and they're spread pretty much. They're in three main states. Most of them are in three main states, but spread right across the top of Nigeria. The problem we have is that in history, Nigeria has infected other countries in Western Africa and even going east. So that's why there's a lot of intense work on the borders and in those northern states, because people move all the time, and it's so easy for virus to move as well. So, yeah. And I think, looking back even in the last cases of India, they were all reasonably localized, even some of the cases down to the same village, and this is what's happening in these last areas of polio. It's a good sign. In fact, it means that we're narrowing it down.
Yes. Are there teams of people sort of on the border or just over the border in the other countries, sort of keeping...
Yeah, I can speak both for Nigeria, Pakistan, Afghanistan and India. So in Nigeria, we have them on the northern borders going west over to Mali. As you know, there's insecurity in
yes.
Mali or unrest. So certainly there we have border points and going around into Chad. Already Chad has been infected earlier this year, but they haven't had a case since June.
Yes.
So there's been a strengthening of border crossings or known border crossings around Nigeria. India certainly is protecting its border from Pakistan in the known crossing points. And when I worked in Pakistan, we did a lot of work on strengthening the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan for travelling public to get polio drops. In fact, there they have many border points that are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, giving drops to any child that crosses. So if that child crosses 3 times a day, it will get 3 lots of drops.
Right.
So, you know, they are just working diligently to try and stop that movement, to stop the movement of virus from country to country. So,
it's been a great pleasure speaking with you, Jenny. Great pleasure.
Jenny, thank you so much for joining us on Rotary Radio.
The best.
And we know how difficult it was to actually get the call through, and we certainly appreciate your time. Best of luck and congratulations on a great job you're doing in the world today.
Thank you very much, Ron, and thank you, Karen, and have a great World Polio Day.